This is now a test simulation of Lit 103, Wino's Delight. Let's do something a little different with this selection by writing a variety of speeds ranging from 180 to 225 throughout this entire selection. Are you up for a challenge? Let's begin. Wine is the fermented juice of grapes. The typical beverage wines which are drunk with meals contain between 7 and 14% alcohol. Some popular wines in this group are Claret, Moselle, Burgundy, Sauterne, and Hock. They are generally classed as red or white. Those which contain just the slightest tinge of red may be referred to as rosé and appear pink, but they are usually classed as red wine. The color of wine is determined by the color of the grapes from which the wine is made. Red wine comes from dark grapes, and white wines are made from either black or white grapes. The juice from most varieties of black grapes is colorless, but the skins must be separated from them before fermentation takes place so the coloring does not get into the wine. Wines which are usually drunk before or after meals are those which contain a higher percentage of alcohol and are known as fortified wines. Many have an alcoholic strength of 18 to 20%. These include sherry, Madeira, and port. In order to fortify or increase the amount of alcohol in the wine, alcohol is added at the end of the fermentation process. Fermentation stops naturally when it reaches the point where the yeast can no longer live in a greater concentration of alcohol. For certain wines, the alcohol is added when the fermentation has not been completed, when some sugar is left unfermented. Such wine is very sweet. Sparkling wine is a special variety in which a second fermentation is carried on after the wine is bottled. In the case of top quality sparkling wines, this is done by adding extra sugar and yeast. Less expensive sparkling wines are prepared by cooling the wine and forcing carbon dioxide into them. Sparkling wines include Asti Spumante, sparkling Moselle, and the king of wines, Champagne. In addition to beverage, fortified, and sparkling wines, there is a fourth group known as Vermouth. Vermouth comes in two types, Italian and French. The Italian is sweet and the French is dry. Vermouth differs from other wines through the addition of herbs, one of which is wormwood, a bitter aromatic herb. There may be as many as 40 or 50 herbs in vermouth, which is usually fortified wine, containing 15% or more of alcohol. The beverage wines are those which contain less than 15% alcoholic content, improve with age after bottling. With the exception of vintage ports, other wines improve very little or do not improve at all after bottling. So what makes a good wine? The answer to this question depends somewhat on the individual's taste, but there are certain general qualities which wine experts or enologists consider in comparing wines. They look for characteristics such as color, taste, and aroma. While certain wines are considered suitable for special cases, there is always a long way from poor wine to an expensive one. What makes this difference? One of the factors which determines the quality of a wine is the land that produces the grapes. The chemical composition of the product is determined partly by the soil in which the grapevines are grown. One might expect excellent wines to come from grapes that grow in excellent soils, but that is not necessarily the case. For example, the Bordeaux district of France, which has been famous for its wines for more than 2,000 years, has mainly gravel, limestone, and sand as the soil in which its grapes grow. Many famous regions in Europe grow their grapes in soil that would not be good for vegetable growing or other agricultural uses. The geography of the countryside is so important in determining the quality of wine that many wines have been named for the regions in which they grow. Just the right combinations of soil, the right temperatures at the right times, sunshine, moisture, and the angle of the slope on which the vines grow help to determine the quality of the grapes. The chemical content of the grape, which in turn determines the taste and aroma of the wine, is dependent a great deal upon the slow ripening of grapes in the most favorable conditions of sun, rain, and temperature. Picture two vineyards that are separated by hills. For one, the year may be a good one, but the rain may have been stopped by the hill, so the vineyard on the other side might have had a dry spring, a dry summer, and a poor year. While the tables, which tell of the good and bad years of various wine districts, are generally reliable, there may be many variations. Vine tending, blending, and handling play a part in the quality of the final product, too. Although perhaps as many as 100 different kinds of grapes are used in France alone, just transplanting a vine from one region to another can change its characteristics over a period of time. The three most famous wine grapes are the Riesling, the Cabernet Sauvignon, the Pinot Noir, but the varieties which make excellent wines form a long, long list. Cultivating the vine so that the grapes will be at its best is indeed an art. Caring for the grapevine so that it is free of diseases and pests is just one phase of this art that has been developed through the centuries. Even the exact time at which the grapes should be picked is a very important factor in obtaining the best flavor. Much care is taken in harvesting the grapes. Various treatments of the stems, the pips, and the skins play a part in the taste of wine. Grapes are separated from the stems and the juices freed from the grapes by modern and by the very old ways, including in some cases the treading, which is so famous. The combination of skins, pips, and juice is fermented according to the custom of the vintner, and so it is that the natural course of fermentation is modified to produce the best tasting wine. A number of kinds of yeasts, including the important one which is known as Saccharomyces, appear on the skin of the grapes when they begin to ripen, but the yeast can begin the process of fermentation only after the grapes are gathered and crushed. Some of the wild yeasts die when the alcohol level reaches 4%, but the true wine yeasts take control and raise the alcohol content to a greater degree. If there is enough sugar in the grapes, the content may reach 12 to 14% before all the yeast plants die. There is some loss of wine during the first few months, so new wine is added to prevent spoiling or the turning of the wine to vinegar. Casks are refilled twice a week during the first few months and biweekly until about 6 months has passed and the wine has become clear. As the wine is changing, some impurities fall to the bottom of the cask. These are known as lees. If the lees remain in contact with the good wine for too long, they interfere with its quality. In order to prevent this, wine is moved into different casks several times during its first year. By the time the wine is put into the third cask, the containers are laid on their sides, and the only air which can come in contact with the wine is through the porous wood. Wine remains in the wooden cask for several years, depending on quality and type of wine. When it is bottled, once more a clear day is chosen. It has been said that wine is a living thing. In the wine trade, there is an expression known as bottle sickness. This is due to the fact that the changing of the wine from the cask to the bottle interferes with its progress. Wine that has been freshly bottled is not drinkable. The wine adjusts to its new environment after a while and continues its fermentation in a normal manner. Wine that remains in the bottle too long is said to be dead. This means that the wine has lost its flavor, its body, its aroma, and its color. Just as no two people are alike, no two wines are alike. Wines are said to have their own personalities, and the words used in describing wines have special meanings. Dry is the opposite of sweet. Acidity gives bite to the flavor and is an important quality which adds to the aroma. Experts speak of the character of the wine. They describe wine in terms such as debt, which is a subtle richness that gives the feeling of many flavor layers. A wine may be foxy, meaning it has a spicy tang. It might be light or full-bodied in connection with the tactile sense that it imparts to the tongue. A ripe wine is mellow and has reached its full bloom of maturity. A rich wine has a good combination of fruit, flavor, and body. A velvety wine has a special silky smoothness, while a delicate wine is a light one with an agreeable flavor and quality. A big wine is one that is strong in flavor and high in alcohol content. Woody wines have a particular odor from aging in oak casks. Fruity wines are those which are just pleasantly ripe. Deep wines are those that are full and rich in bouquet. Storing of wines is important only in the case of those which continue to age. Such wines should be stored by laying the bottle on its side. Wine can be drunk from a glass of any quality, shape, or size, but there is an advantage in having a glass that is smaller at the lip than in the middle in that it intensifies the bouquet and helps the drinker enjoy the aroma and the taste of the wine volatiles, the properties which are released when the wine evaporates. Wine glasses are usually filled just halfway and should be large enough to hold about 3 or 4 ounces without the wine reaching the top of the glass. Many experts have developed a process known as whistling in. They take about half a teaspoon of wine in the mouth, then suck in air to cause the alcohol to evaporate. This helps them to explore the qualities of the wine as it is swirled around in the mouth and brought into touch with the taste buds. Many people prefer to drink white wine and pink wines at a temperature of about 10 degrees Celsius and red wines at about 15 degrees Celsius. Placing a bottle of wine on the bottom shelf of the refrigerator for about an hour usually brings it to a temperature that is best for drinking, but sudden chilling in the freezer may tend to hurt the wine. A bottle of wine should be opened about a half hour before the time it is served for the best taste results. The cork should be removed slowly and the bottle turned slowly as it is lifted from the glass so that the wine does not drip out. To most people, wine is of value because it adds to the enjoyment of a meal. In some cases, wine is of no value because it provides needed calories to those who have trouble because of poor appetite. Sometimes doctors prescribe wine before bedtime to help patients sleep. Even though doctors disagree on the value of wine in improving appetite and its use as a sedative, few argue about its ability to improve morale. Some even consider small amounts of alcohol, as found in limited amounts of wine, to be one of the world's best antidotes for stress. Certainly, wine is the world's oldest tranquilizer. Just as with any medication, there is a large difference between use and abuse. More and more people are learning to appreciate good quality wine, to explore different wines, educating one's palate to distinguish poor wines from excellent is a pleasant form of learning.